Some kind of hell is where I'd be if he hadn't known just who I'd need. She ain't perfect, no, she ain't God. But if I was still out there wandering lost, she'd be the church, she'd be the pew, she'd be the preacher, she'd be the truth, she'd be the holy one. Come to the altar revival. She'd be the sermon, she'd be the prayer, she'd be the choir with her hands in the air. If there was a book all about how to love a man like me, she'd be the Bible. She'd have the words, verses and chapters. If you had a question, she'd have the answer. So much patience and so much grace, but I can't find the faith that it takes. She'd be the church, she'd be the pew, she'd be the preacher, she'd be the truth, she'd be the holy one. Come to the altar revival. She'd be the sermon, she'd be the prayer, she'd be the choir with her hands in the air. If there was a book all about how to love a man like me, she'd be the Bible. She'd be the Bible. She ain't perfect, no, she ain't God. But if I was still out there wandering lost, she'd be the church, she'd be the pew, she'd be the preacher, she'd be the truth, she'd be the holy water. Come to the altar revival. She'd be the Bible.
You just heard Scott Sean White from the album Days Are Long, his third release, a Texas songwriter with the producer Dave Brainard. That was She'd Be the Bible. And by the way, I'm Debbie Fisher, filling in for Angie Page, Folk Plus, Radio Catskill. Next up is Benny Blue, Mercy, 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 from his album When I Am a Fossil.
noisy shadow is playing to the park. He's doing a famous party trick. He is juggling our hearts. First the red ones, now the blue ones. They're all hanging on the air. The black ones are too heavy, and he cannot throw them anywhere but down the way. Gene Seberg, who has never touched the ground, is lost in speculation. Just how would her footsteps sound? Like the breath of champagne bubbles, or the rustling of the leaves along the pebbled pathways through the garden Tuileries in Paris, in slower motion than memory's syncopated stuff. This is love. No, it's something stranger. It's a New Yorker dream. Costume among the statues of Rodin, with our handheld movie cameras and our minor master plans for short films that will lead us nowhere but to gold wise and red wine. So Godard says to Belmondo, are we having a good time in Paris, in slower motion than memory syncopated stuff? This is love. No, it's something stranger. It's a New Yorker dream. Paris. The new wave is surely broken, and it probably will not mend. Though it's a shattered window moment with an existential end. Or so says Bridget Bardot's lipstick to the credits as they roll. That was such a foreign language, such a place to lose your soul. Was Paris in slower motion than memory's syncopated stuff? This is love. Something stranger. It's a New Yorker dream. Paris. Paris.
That was Tim Robinson's Paris from Money in the Woods album. By the way, that was Suzanne Vega singing some vocal harmony on Paris. Next up, we have a song by The Two Tracks, album Seasons Unknown. It's a song called Unfinished Life. It's a husband and wife duo, Julie and Dave Huebner. Here is Unfinished Life.
It's an unfinished life that I finalize before me, an open-ended dream, and I don't want to wait. I've crossed so many rivers in search of crystal fountains. I've found the truest paths and always lead through mountains. I've seen walls and fire burning on the lake. You said to me, I cannot make you happy like a wounded bird. You must find the strength to fly. Time you cannot find the end, no matter how you try. It's a journey with my soul that I am taking, one that only goes from the cradle to the grave. Going round in circles like painted dancing horses, up and down we ride on the wooden courses. So I'll take the day and run out across the open fields where the grass grows high and the shadows fall, where my eyes can see all the colors in the air, so quiet that the wind whistles in my in dust and carries it away. You said to me, I cannot make you happy like a wounded bird. You must find the strength to fly. Time can paint the treetops with colors of the rain. You cannot find the end, no matter how you try.
That was the two tracks, husband and wife duo Julie and Dave Huebner, guitar and cellist, Unfinished Life. So we're going from one duo with guitar and cellist to another. This is Michael J. Miles with Jill Keating from the Great American Jukebox Collection. It's an interpretation of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Thank you.
That was Chicago-based educator and musician Michael J. Miles with Jill Keating, guitar and cello duets. And this is a compilation of 50 different albums with their picks of 20th century songs. This actually began with Miles's own inner jukebox of his father singing family piano show tune songs. That's how it was all inspired. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Jim Gordon's song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, interpreted by Michael J. Miles and Jill Keating. So we're going to go from Chicago musicians to shift over to Wisconsin-based musician John Smith. Here is Blue Rain.
It's a blue rain falling all around me, and it's a blue rain washing down upon me. Let these tears fall down my face. Let this grief find its place in this blue rain. Now there's a blue moon peeking through the shadows, and it finds me swimming in shadows. Let the sorrow slowly fade like a lonesome dove at the break of day in this blue rain. On a blue moon, on a blue night, with a blue there's a blue wind clearing out the darkness, and it's a blue wind singing in the promise that this night will turn to day. Sure as the sunrise will shine its rays on this blue rain, blue rain, blue
by John Smith and Tom Prasado Rao from the album Simple As. By the way, this CD is dedicated to Tom by John. Quote, to the memory of dear friend, one of the sweetest, grooviest souls I had the blessing to know and love. Next up, we have a song by duo Willa Frank and Emily Mann, Paper Wings, from their album Mountains on the Moon, a song called Country Girl.
As this world turns black and blue, fires, floods, nightmares in the news, the country girl holds fast to her dreams. She's got seeds in the pockets of her jeans.
Was Paper Wings from the Mountains on the Moon album, Country Girl, which is a song that Emily Mann and Willa Frank wrote about growing up. Emily grew up in the foothills, forested area of West Coast California, and Willa was from Oregon. Lovely Nashville duo-based song that they spent the last 10 years collaborating. Next, we have a song coming up by Annie Gallup from Nightclothes album, Elephant.
There's an elephant in the room. The elephant takes all the air. I feel scared, small, and irrelevant. Trying not to think about an elephant. The elephant in the room, I didn't see it coming. How the hell could I have missed it? I was looking toward a distant, beautiful world, blue and benevolent. I didn't want to think about an elephant. Somewhere there's a river flowing as it has forever, through daybreak and nightfall, through the turning seasons, on and on through history. On and on till you trust the river's gonna flow forever, and it flows toward justice. There's an elephant that's taking all the air in the room. I'm not thinking clearly, but I'm here.
Tomato buried in the ground grew up and gave us a whole new crop. If only I hadn't killed the basil in the windowsill. But that aroma needs nothing, just salt and pepper. It's pretty dang cool when things are simple. Together we'll devour each one until we've had our fill. Our work here to keep on looking and enjoy the ride. Like that 1976 Olds Cutlass, man, that was the best place for kisses and learning and hurting and remembering, feeling so alive. Our work here is never done. Our work here is never done.
Annie and Rod Capps' Never Done album with their song Never Done. Michigan-based duo who gives back to their local community, leading workshops, events, benefit concerts into their 14th season. This was their 10th album, Never Done. Next, I'm going to bring back Annie Gallup with her song Book of Clichés. She wrote this album under the eaves of a 200-year-old house on the coast of Maine.
It was not love, I know that much. I just don't have a name for it. I was brought into the world as an apology for a broken promise and then blamed for it. I took the wrong medicine. It didn't make me happy. No one could keep up. It's a run, no one could win, but we tried. Then drifted apart, drifted back together. Write my sorry story, but it's random and disjointed, like I opened the big book of cliches, just pointed. You've heard it all before, you've heard it all before, you've heard it all, but I'm just getting started. Found you at one of those parties in the
started.
slept half beneath a hedge till the cop kicked my feet. So I was drinking ice cold coke from a little green glass bottle while the sky went from purple to crimson and yellow, thinking how dare the world be so beautiful. I'm hurt. I would write my sorry story, but it's random and disjointed. Like I opened the big book of cliches and just pointed. And you heard it all before. You heard it all before. You heard it all, and I'm just getting started. And you've heard it all in the book of cliches.
When asked if her songs are autobiographical, Annie Gallup says, they're collaged from detailed images observed, experienced, overheard. The characters and stories are composites. She's not interested in history as it happened as much as she is in telling a story that has resonance. Next up, we have a song by Frank Douglas from Now What album called Remember My Name.
Sing to me. I want to know you're breathing. Let me hear harmony. Voices for the ages, ever clear, and the sun sets on the day, and the scars have much to say. But the song begins to play, remember my name. Mystery, in the chords you're playing, I couldn't find irony. In the words you're saying, oh, never mind. And the wounds are all around, and the blood is on the ground. But the muse repeats the sound, remember my name. It's a bad storm. Jealousy turns lovers into strangers. Face the darkness all alone. good to know you're breathing. Let me hear harmony. Voices for the ages, ever clear, and the sun sets on the day, and the scars have much to say, but the song begins to play. Remember my name. Remember my name. Remember my name. Remember my name. Remember my name.
That was Frank Douglas, Remember My Name, from Now What album, which was inspired by the passing of David Crosby. He always wanted to record it and send it to him with the sentiment, quote, I know you've had a stormy career, but your music has meant so much to me. Next up, we have a song by the Heart Collectors, an Australian release of favorite live recordings, from the album Twilight Tales. Here's One Voice.
This is the song. Thank you.
the sound of one voice. One people, one voice. A song for every one of us. This is the sound of one voice. This is the sound.
The Heart Collectors, that is a group of four musicians, Kimri Henge, Mobius Barnaby, Ruben Loir, and Tristan Defoe. And Kimri says that this song, One Voice, is usually the one they choose to begin or end a concert with, like a prayer, where they find their harmony in sound and heart. One Voice, a song written by Ruth Moody of the Waylon Jennies. Next up, I'm going to bring back Paper Wings, a song called Mountains on the Moon, named after their title albums, Mountains on the Moon. It was written in Vermont after a total eclipse of the sun. Here's Willa Frank and Emily Mann / Paper Moons, Mountains on the Moon. Paper Wings, rather. Mountains on the Moon. I want to thank you all for tuning in this hour, the last Sunday of the month. I've been graciously given a show to do my interpretive picks from Angie Page, Folk Plus. Thanks, Angie. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. And signing off from Radio Catskill, Folk Plus. Have a great day.
See all the things I'll never do, and it gets so cold in the April noon, in the melting snow, and my heart beats fast. Snow.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors. Celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail. Morgan-outdoors.com.
From the food we eat to what we watch, culture is everywhere, influencing our lives while reflecting our politics and economics.
The role of the artist is to make the revolution irresistible.
These spaces are where culture happens.
I am Netta Ulibi, and I report on arts, entertainment, and cultural trends for NPR. Invest in coverage that informs and illuminates by giving to this station today.
Make your donation at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.